10 Ethical Principles. In a May 2005 article for Annals of Long-Term Care, Fred M. Fainsett and Kathy Wagner described 10 ethical principles that apply in geriatric and long-term care settings, beneficence. This principle refers to focusing on the welfare of the patient and doing what is right and medically helpful for them. Non-maleficence. This refers generally to avoiding harm. With regard to elderly patients and those in LTC facilities, it refers to using non-hospital treatments to avoid complications and unnecessary exposure to environments that contain infectious agents different from the resident's typical environment. It also means avoiding the use of diagnostic procedures and treatments where the result is not likely to provide meaningful benefits to the patient in terms of well-being or survival. Futility of treatment. This concept is somewhat similar to the above principle, as it indicates that interventions should be avoided if they are not beneficial to the patient or may prolong the patient's suffering. It requires that the physician and medical staff assess each patient and treatment option individually, ensuring that the treatment is consistent with the patient's goals and that the issues have been made clear to the patient. Note that the patient's goals must be clinically realistic for treatment to be consistent with them. Confidentiality. Patients must be provided complete and absolute confidentiality throughout treatment. This includes compliance with state and federal laws with regard to the disclosure of information to public health authorities and other interested or third parties. Autonomy and informed consent. Patients must be provided the right of self-determination, which includes the right to consent to or refuse diagnostic and treatment procedures. In order for consent to be considered informed, the patient must be educated on the pros and cons of a medical decision. The education concept applies to the use of an advance directive, discuss later. In order for autonomy to be faithfully executed, patients must have the mental capacity to make a decision based on the complexity of the decision. If the patient does not have this capacity or their wishes are otherwise unknown, surrogates may make the decision. There are limits to this concept. When patients request care that would violate the standards of appropriate medical interventions or go against what is considered good medicine, this principle does not apply. It also does not apply where a patient makes a request in violation of legal requirements or that jeopardizes public health or safety. Additionally, the principle of autonomy may vary based on cultural values. Use of a surrogate decision maker may be culturally appropriate even if the patient otherwise is capable of deciding on their own. Physician-patient relationship. According to this principle, patients should be allied with physicians and medical personnel with regard to their treatment goals and processes. This requires trust and fidelity between the two parties, along with adherence to other concepts within these principles, including education, confidentiality, and protection from intended harm. Where a conflict of interest exists, this should be disclosed to the patient. Truth-telling. In order for patients to make accurate decisions, they must have the full truth surrounding their situation. Care should be taken to avoid the use of incomplete statements designed to encourage the patient or the use of confusing or technical medical terminology to hide the truth. Justice. Simply put, this refers to ensuring that resource allocation and provision of treatment are done fairly and equitably in accordance with the law. All decisions made should be based on objective decision-making processes that avoid subjective and emotional influences. Non-abandonment. As the name indicates, a physician should not abandon the patient once a therapeutic relationship has been created. This does not mean that the physician cannot change the relationship. The physician may terminate the relationship as long as the patient or their proxy has been informed and allowed enough time to make other treatment arrangements, which the physician may be asked to assist with. If a conflict arises between the patient or proxy and the physician, it can be escalated to an ethics committee, ombudsman/ombudsperson, and/or appropriate governmental agencies for guidance. Limited resources. This concept relates to the reality that healthcare resources are limited and that situations may arise where treatment decisions must be made to allocate those resources. As described in the discussion of the Justice Principle, these decisions should be made using objective decision-making processes that avoid discrimination and emotional influences. Key point. Note that many of the above principles are described as relating to physicians and patients. However, they are applicable to any employees in an LTC facility that come into contact with residents or their medical information or that are otherwise responsible for providing care to residents. This may include LTC facility staff having a duty to escalate their observations to the patient's physician. For example, if they observe a treatment that is causing unexpected harm to the resident. Other important concepts with regard to ethics are listed in Exhibit 1-5. Exhibit 1-5. Other important ethical concepts.